Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. With a ceasefire in Syria expected to take effect by Saturday, U.S. President Barack Obama says ending the conflicts in Syria and Iraq is instrumental to the defeat of the Islamic State terrorist network.
At the outset, I want to say again that this remains a difficult fight. The situation in Syria and Iraq is one of the most complex the world has seen in recent times. ISIL's entrenched, including in urban areas, using innocent civilians as human shields.
He added the war in Syria is a proxy war between regional powers reflecting deep sectarian rivalries. Obama made his comments after meeting with top security officials at the State Department Thursday. He said there are indications the flow of foreign fighters into Syria seems to be slowing down, making it harder for the militants to replenish their ranks. The United States and Nigeria are in talks about sending U.S. military advisors to Nigeria's Borno state to help with the fight against Boko Haram insurgents. A U.S. official has told VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden that the talks are ongoing, but no decision has been made about the proposed deployment. Voters in Iran are choosing members to the parliament Friday in the first national election since last year's historic nuclear agreement that lifted some international sanctions in exchange for Iran curbing its nuclear activities. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is among millions of voters selecting members to the conservative-dominated 290-seat parliament, as well as the 88-member Assembly of Experts. This is VOA News.